It is time for us to chat with our latest athlete of the week. We are pleased to have with us right now on KCII, Alexander Reese. He's a junior over at Columbus Community High School. He has been a big part of the Wildcat boys track and field team the last couple of seasons, a huge part of their success, including back-to-back conference championships as a team, and was a big part of a couple of different events that got the state a year ago. He started this outdoor season very well. Four total gold medals at the Columbus Early Bird Invitational. He wins the 200-meter dash and the 110-meter hurdles, and also is a part of relay teams that come away with wins in the shuttle hurdles and the 4x100. Alex, congrats. Winning's kind of something you expect to do, but how nice is it to start the outdoor season the way that you did?
It's a great thing. Worked a lot over the off season. Ended last year on a kind of a sour note, and wanted to come back this season stronger than ever. And coming out here, popping out with four golds, two of those being individual PRs. I mean, it feels really good. Gets a little weight off the chest. Now we can kind of have fun moving forward and get those times even faster.
I always appreciate when you guys talk about things being on a sour note at the end of last year, like you didn't still finish top 15 as a team in the state. But that's because state is the only meet you guys haven't won each of the last 2 years. It's been an incredible run of dominance. From the moment you joined this program, did you always kind of feel like there was this sense of, you know, we expect you to compete for medals consistently in whatever event you're going to be in?
Yeah, I mean, coming in as a freshman, heck, even as a seventh grader, helping out at those home meets, it's always kind of preached, I'm going to be a big part of this team someday. And coming in freshman year, we had a chance at that team title, and I knew that from the very start, even the beginning of the off season. It's just, all right, let's go get that team title. Let's go out there, let's dominate, and have fun doing it. And that's what we've been doing, have a chance at it again this year. And just hoping we can get our coaches some hats and get some individual hats as well.
You got as close as you possibly could as a freshman, second in 1A, and obviously, as we mentioned, 14th a year ago. We're talking with Alexander Reese of Columbus Track and Field, our latest athlete of the week. His four gold medals helped Columbus win their first outdoor meet of the season this past Monday. You've had, in particular, a specialty in the hurdles. We talked about the wins you got on Monday. You also had state medals a year ago in both the 110 hurdles and helped the shuttle hurdles relay team finish eighth. That's a difficult event. So was it something you always gravitated towards, or did you kind of have to go through some trial and error to figure it out?
Seventh grade year, first year of track, coach is like, you're tall, let's throw you in the hurdles. And I fell in love with it. And then freshman year, I got blessed that I got to work with Tristan Miller a whole bunch. And, it's kind of been like, that first love in track and field. I've been hooked ever since I started doing them. So not really a whole lot of trial and error, but regarding the training-wise, a lot of trial and error to get where I'm at today, and a lot of trial and error left to go to get to my goals.
It has worked out very well for you. You mentioned you had a phenomenal teammate 2 years ago in Tristan Miller. He racked up a ton of state medals. You had a pretty good one last year and again this year, though, that replaced him in Lamar Sienz as a freshman. How nice is it to carry that over and know you've got somebody you can run against in practice that's a pretty good one to compare to?
Oh, he's a phenomenal teammate to have and training partner. Me and him, we work together all offseason. We've pushed each other since the start of November when we started training. And in that race on Monday, I mean, we just went hurdle for hurdle the entire race. And you watch the video, there were at times in it where he led and then where I led. It's going to be great having him by my side all season, and I can't wait to keep pushing him and for him to keep pushing me.
In general, what are some of the things that you've been focusing on? Because I know you obviously are going to continue to be somebody that competes consistently in the hurdles, but I mentioned you ran the 200 open and were able to get a win. How much of just kind of other general sprint races been something that you focused on?
Like you said, like the 200, that's something that's a little new for me this year. With a few of our faster guys graduating the last couple years, it's opened the door, and I'm taking that opportunity. I'm trying to run away with it, coming off to the 23:54 as an opener. I'm hoping to get down into those mid to high 22s and compete for a medal at state. So that's definitely somewhere where I know I'm experimenting in with a little bit. It's kind of hard to get into that 100-meter dash because it's back-to-back with the shuttle. But at a few of these meets, I'm hoping I can get in that 100-meter dash and really see how that top speed is and that acceleration speed is. But really just anywhere between, those short sprints. I might dabble with a couple 400s there, here and there when I needed to, but really kind of sticking with those hurdles, and then the one and the two.
Well, you were able to at least be a part of the 4x1, which is another one of those wins on Monday. How'd you feel about your split?
My split felt very, very good. It was very surprising, honestly. You know, practicing me and Lamar's handoff, who was the third leg, we had our steps set out, and, you know, we were very confident in that. And then all of a sudden, here comes that adrenaline coming in on that 100. You know, just that adrenaline does wonders, and then get to that curve where we get our handoff. And then it was a little bunched up, so we still got room for improvement. So I felt very good about my leg, and there's even more improvement to happen.
You got a whole season in front of you, like you said. And the last thing I would ask then is, I imagine the goals are pretty lofty for you individually and for the team the rest of the way.
Yeah, I mean, we got very high goals this year. We got the team title in grass. I'm looking for my first title as an individual there. Just really all of us are looking for our first title there. None of us have gotten a title. So even just to get one would be amazing. But having a shot to get as a team, get the hat for our coaches, bringing home the first team title as a team, I mean, we got a lot of goals, and we're doing as much as we can to accomplish them.
Alex, you've hit just about every goal I'm sure you've set for yourself, or at least pretty close to it. I would imagine that's going to continue. Congrats on a great start to the spring, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you, sir. It's been an honor.
That is Alexander Reese. The junior is one of the next great ones for Columbus Boys Track and Field. Tristan Miller, Caden Amagon, among the names that were spectacular in the sprint and hurdles events for the Wildcats the last couple seasons. Russell Coyle, of course, a medalist at state the last couple of years in the throwing events. Big reasons why the Wildcats have won every meet but state each of the last two seasons, and have top 15 finishes as a team at the Class 1A state championships each of the last 2 years. After helping them get to a 14th place finish as a team and walking away with a couple of medals from state, Alexander Reese starts his junior season with 4 total gold medals. Individually wins the 200 meter dash and the 110 meter hurdles, helps them win in the 4x100 meters and the shuttle hurdles relay at the Columbus Early Bird Invite they hosted on Monday. Congrats to Wildcat Junior Alexander Reese. Great start to the track season for our latest Athlete of the Week.